Bob is going to open by playing hymn number 13 tonight, Oh Worship the King. Amen. Thank you, Bob. Buddy, would you lead us off with the Lord's Prayer tonight, please?
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we are given debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, buddy. Dan, would you sing hymn number 32 tonight for us?
Bow and bless the sacred name forever.
nature because of the fall of Adam and Eve, the sin of Adam and Eve, that sin and death entered into the world. And that as a result, all humanity is dead spiritually. We have been separated from a holy and righteous God. We have no relationship with Him except for the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit and the revelation of His truth. James 1 verse 13 reminds us that if any man is tempted, he cannot say, I've been tempted by God. For God does not tempt anyone, James reminds us. So this is not ascribing evil, moral evil, as a fault of God. He is not guilty of creating evil. Those who choose to do evil do so because of their own depravity, their own wickedness, their own evil. When it says here that he forms the light and he creates darkness, oftentimes people think that darkness is merely the absence of light. But this is a reference to not only the natural light and darkness. In God's providence, He said in the beginning, let there be light. He forms light. It's a present, continuing action of God. And thus, though He is responsible for the creation of light, though He is responsible for the formation of the heavenly sun and stars, nevertheless, He's also responsible for the dissemination of truth. Jesus Christ is pictured in Scripture as the light of the world. And He is the one who formed the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh. Born of the Virgin, by the power of the Holy Spirit, He formed the light. And thus, Christ is revealed in the purpose and the providence of God at the due time. This darkness also has a natural reference, but we're reminded that God sees through the darkness. The darkness does not hide our sin from Him, though evil men would seek to cloak their evil deeds in darkness, presuming that God does not hear and God does not see. The Bible makes it clear that is not an obstacle or a hindrance to God's knowledge and His omniscience in knowing what is going on. What we're told here is that He's sovereign over both good and evil. In one sense, the Persians, the Babylonians, had this notion of a duality. They believed in a co-eternal force of good and a co-eternal force of evil. And they believed that whenever the world experienced prosperity, it was because the good forces were ascendant. They were triumphant. But when it was times of hardship and famine and war and trouble, then the evil forces, the spiritual darkness, was in control. And that became a major tenet of Zoroastrianism, the Persian religion. But Isaiah, in this passage, is reminding us that God is sovereign over all forces of good and evil. He is the only supreme God. He's the only true God. And we're told here twice in this passage, there is none else. There's no God like unto Jehovah. And thus, the emphasis here is the sovereignty of God. We see the sovereignty of God in how 100 years before the birth of Cyrus, He predicts His name. He names Him and He surnames Him that the true God might be revealed. Not only in the mind and the heart of Cyrus, recognizing and acknowledging that He is the true God, but also to the Hebrew people and also to the nations at large, that we might recognize and realize that there is but one true God. The purpose was that the name of God, the power of God, might be revealed to the world. And one of the purposes of the gospel, not only to warn sinners to flee the wrath to come, but one of the purposes of the gospel is to reveal and to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dan, if you'll sing hymn number 136, Ye servants of God, your master proclaim. Amen. May the grace and peace and love of God be with you all. Amen. Do we have any thoughts tonight regarding there is none else?